pasuk says, "Vayiten el Moshe kichaloytoy ledaber itoy bar Sinai," and he gave to Moshe that Rabbi Shimon gave to Moshe kichaloytoy ledaber itoy when he finished speaking with him. The Har Sinai and Har Sinai, shnei vuchos ha'edus, the two vuchos ha'edus, vuchos even k'suvim be'etzba'elokim, the stone vuchos that were written be'etzba'elokim with the finger of Hashem kaviyoh. So Rashi says, kichalosoi k'sim choser. The Moshe gave over the Torah to Moshe Rabbeinu, the Matone, like a Kala Techos. And it's really a Gemara, the Gemara in the Dorim and the Aflam and Ches, and if the Gemara says, Om Rabbi Yochanan says, brings the Gemara, Batchilo Yemoshe, Loim HaTorah, that originally, at first, Moshe Rabbeinu learned Torah. Umishkachan, he forgot it. Ad shenit maloi b'matonah. Until the Rabbi Shalom gave him the Torah of the matonah. Shenemar, this is vayitein al Moshe. And he gave it to Moshe. Rashi bavorns it from kichalosoi. Rashi bavorns it from different, but the Gemara says that Moshe Rabbeinu learned the Torah by Har Sinai, and he kept forgetting it. Kept forgetting the Torah. Akad Ekar, he learned it over and over and over, and he kept forgetting and forgetting and forgetting. Finally, the Ribbono Shel Olam gave it to Moshe Rabbeinu as a matana. Fine, here it is as a gift. So L'chayim Dafashtei, they say over a Maisa between the Or Sameach and the Rogachover Goyim. They were both Rabbonim in Dvinsk. The Rogachover was the Rov of the Chassidish Olam, and the Or Sameach was the Rov of the Litvish Olam. They were both Rabbonim in Dvinsk, and they had a tremendous amount of covet for each other, tremendous amount of respect for each other. So somebody came to Meir Simcha, somebody came to the Or Sameach, and they said, the Rogachover has a Gavaldik as a Korin. He has a tremendous memory. Whatever you ask him, anywhere in Shas and Poiskin, Nidl and Nistar, whatever you ask him, he knows. He has a tremendous memory. So the Or Sameach said, no, it's not true. He said, I have a tremendous memory. I can remember things I didn't see in 30 years. I can tell you exactly what I saw 30 years. The Rav Chaim doesn't have a good memory. He just learned everything. So big deal, he remembers. He just learned it. He just learned Kol HaTorah Kula. Every second you ask him, he just finished learning Kol HaTorah Kula and Nigla v'Nistar. So of course he knows it. No big stink. It's not that he has a good memory. He just learned everything. So Moshe Rabbeinu was at least had one of them, right? Either he was had a tremendous memory or he just learned everything. But in either case, he shouldn't have forgotten the Torah that he learned. So Moshe Rabbeinu learned the Torah. He learned it again. He said, he forgot. Let's try. It's not a Mamal Azach, right? Moshe Rabbeinu, we're talking about Rabban Shal Klal Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu took the Yidden out of Mitzrayim and brought the Torah down. So he learns the Torah and he forgets. And he learns again, he forgets. Arki Dekach, the Eibushter has to give it to him a maton. So what's the pshat? So L'chayru, we have to say that that's klar, that the Shikha, the forgetting of the Torah, that Moshe Rabbeinu kept forgetting the Torah, was not a natural forgetting. It was not a forgetting in the natural sense that he possibly forgot the Torah, he didn't remember it. Nor was the Rabbeinu Shel Olam made it the Dafka in such a way that Moshe Rabbeinu had to forget the Torah again and again and again. Until the Rabbeinu Shel Olam had to give it to him a matana. So what's the pshat? Why did the Rabbeinu Shel Olam have to do that? Why did the Rabbeinu Shel Olam have to bedafka make Moshe keep forgetting the Torah? Like we're saying, it's not a natural, normal way for some person like Moshe Rabbeinu to keep forgetting the Torah. So why did bedafka the Rabbeinu Shel Olam have to keep making Moshe forget it again and again? And second of all is, why couldn't the Rabbeinu Shalom just give Moshe Rabbeinu the Matana right away? I'll give you Matana right away. Why do you have to make Moshe Rabbeinu go through this whole exercise of learning the Torah and forgetting it? Here's the Matana, here's the gift, here's the Torah. Now go teach it to Klal Yisrael. This is Yerushalmi in Horius. The Yerushalmi says in Horius and Perek Gimel Halacha Ches, state in Yerushalmi Azoi. State in Yerushalmi, Kol Oysen Arboim Yoim, Sha'osa Moshe Bar Sinai, all the 40 days that Moshe Rabbeinu was by Har Sinai, Hayaloim Atayra Mishkai, kept learning the Torah and forgetting it, the same Emra, Ashenosna Loi B'matone, V'kol Kach Loma, practice Yerushalmi, why? Why did it have to be that the Moshe Rabbeinu learned it and forgot it so many times? Kedei lahachzir es hatipshin. Yishalmi says the Lashon, kedei lahachzir es hatipshin. In order to be machzir, to gather, to go after the tipshin, the fools. What does this mean? So Yishalmi is telling us the Yisrael over here. B'davka, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam had to make that Moshe Rabbeinu kept forgetting the Torah and had to learn the Torah again and again, because this is a teretz for the tipshin. This is a teretz for somebody who says, why should I work hard? Why should I schwitz in learning? I'm not going to understand it anyway. I'm going to forget the Gemara tomorrow anyway. In 5 years from now, I'm not going to remember this Tosfos and Gittin anyway. It's not going to be relevant in my life in 5 years from now. So why should I schwitz? Why should I bother? I'm not going to chab anyway. It's very difficult for me to learn. It's very difficult to concentrate. So why should I put all the yigiyah and the effort and the shvitz and the haravanya and learning for what? It's not going to get, I'm going to forget it anyway. The Teretz is no. Moshe Rabbeinu teaches us not like that. Moshe Rabbeinu says, we see from Moshe Rabbeinu over here that he forgot his learning again and again, and he kept going over it again and again, and chazring and schwitzing and working more and more, and forgetting it again and learning it again, until the Rabbeinu Shalom had to give it to him in Matona. So it's the same thing. You tell this person, all you need is one more time. All you need is one more learning it and forgetting it, and then you're okay. If you forget it 9 times and you learn it a 10th time, that's what you need. You need that extra yagiyah, that extra work. And then what happens? Then the Rabbeinu Shalom gives it to you b'matona. Even if you're not royal kach. But the Rabbeinu Shalom is not going to give it to you b'matona stam for free. The Rabbeinu Shalom is going to give it to you b'matona only after your yagiyah, only after your avoida, after you put in your work. Then the Rabbeinu Shalom will give it to you for free. So that's what it means in the Yerushalmi. The Yishalmi is saying that Moshe Rabbeinu with Dafka had to get the Torah in such a oifen that he kept forgetting the Torah until he didn't do it on his own at all. The Rabbeinu Shalom gave him the whole Torah of a matonet. Lahachzer es hatipshin. It's a teretz to a person who's weak, who doesn't understand. And so he'll be miyayish. He'll give up hope, chas v'sholom. He'll say, forget it. Why should I bother? I'm never going to understand it anyway. I'll never be Rabbi Kiveger. I'll never be great in learning. So forget it. What do I need it for? The Torah says no. Work, shvitz, do more, do extra. And then the Rabbeinu Shalom will give it to you in Matana. There's a maisa that I heard from a chaver of mine, as a Rebbe. I mean, it's printed in one of the myriad maisa books that they have out. But I heard it from him. Mamash, right after it happened, he was still very shaken up by the mice. He was teaching in Shir, and there was a bacher in Shir who struggled. It was very, very difficult for him. And he tried, and he worked. Didn't get anywhere. Garnished there. It just wasn't happening for him. And the Rebbe felt bad. He did what he could. He learned extra, got him extra help. But not coming out with any grace of payers. And then Vayiyayim, after Pesach time, all of a sudden, this kid is completely turned around. He's asking some Zach. He understands the Gemara. Not as sharp on top of his game. The Rebbe's not as dumbfounded. He doesn't know what's pshat. So he calls the kid over and he says, "What's the pshat? You were always so shvach. It was always very difficult for you to pull it together. And now all of a sudden, overnight, what happened?" So he said to him, "Rebbe, didn't you tell us on Purim there's a halacha kol ha'poishet yad nice and light? On Purim there's a halacha, whoever sticks out his hand, you give. Normally during the year, somebody asks you for money, so you want to see his certificate. Right? You want to make sure that some rabbonim signed that he's taka worthy, that you're not throwing your money away. There's an inyan to make sure that you're not start wasting your money, that the person who's collecting, the person who's asking for money, has a valid need for the money. But on Purim there's no such a thing. On Purim it's kalapashit yad nois and lo. You don't check, you don't see his credentials, you don't see if he's worthy, if he's royal akach, if he has his hand out on Purim you give, that's the halacha. Kalapashit yad nois and lo. And you told us, Rebbe, that the same halacha for ruchnius, that if a person is poshit yad by the Eibishter, if a person sticks his hand out to the Rebbeinu Shalom on Purim, it's called a poshit yad nois and loy. The whole year the Rebbeinu Shalom looks, are you roi? He investigates your credentials. Are you fitting for this? Yeah, not. On Purim there's no such thing, called a poshit yad nois and loy. You have your hand out to the Rebbeinu Shalom for ruchnius, the Rebbeinu Shalom gives. And so, Rebbe, I went on Purim, and I cried in front of the Rebbeinu Shalom without the schnapps, without being shaken. And I davened by the Rebbeinu Shalom, I poured my heart out to the Rebbeinu Shalom, bitter atrerin. And I cried by the Eibishter that the Rebbeinu Shalom should make me a keli to be able to be a Talmid Chacham, to be able to understand the Gemara. And kach happened. And that's what happened, Tapia. Not talking about 800 years ago in Europe, and he became Rebbe Akiva Eiger. We're talking Mamish, people like us, in today's times. It's Negeya, it's alive, it's Negeya, it's Mamish, staring at us. With the Yegiya, with the extra work, with the extra Shvitz, with the Tefillah, with the Yontif coming up, tomorrow, Purim Katan. I don't know if it's such a thing that pushes the Yad Nois and Loim for Impotent, some or not. But Akoponim, the Musik, the idea that we should want something so stark, that we should want something so badly, that we're willing to put all of our koiches into achieving the goal that we want. And Mahavdil, if you look in the belt, any person will tell you if you want to be successful in business, that you have to mamash live it, eat it, breathe it. You have to mamash, has to become your life. The successful people are consumed by their occupation. They're consumed by their business. Usually consumed by their desire to earn more money and power and fame. And lahavdil, if we would have that desire for limud haTorah, if we would have that desire, that we would be willing to completely involve ourselves in nothing but how to shtag and how to be miyageya, had a work, had a shvitz, just that little extra. And the Rebbeinu Shalom gives it to us from Atom. The Torah says further in the Pasuk, it says, Luchois Eben. So the Gemara says in Erevin, Omer Velos, the Maidach said, Luchois Eben. What is this? That is Luchois, tablets of Eben, of stone. So the Gemara says, He made some Odom, Lachayo, Ke Eben, Zu. The Gemara says, if a person makes himself like a rock, like a stone, that doesn't wear out, then his learning will be miskayim biyodoy. Then he'll have a kiyum in his learning. And if not, then it won't be miskayim biyodoy. So the Gemara is telling us, l'cha'ira, about the chashivas of chazering over the Gemara that we know. Not necessarily that a person is learning up constantly to finish Shas and Poiskin, but that a person should sit and schwitz and chazer and work and make sure that it's klar by him and not wear down from the same thing. Very often a person, it's not a shmak to chazer. I hear from Bachman very often, I know the Gemara already, and I say it's not negated to me. I already know the Gemara from Shir today, it's not negated, I don't have to chazer. The Gemara is telling us, no, fakert, you have to be solid like a stone. You have to keep going over and over and over, and the more solid that a person is, the more a person chazers, the more a person shvitzes and works on the Gemara, the bigger kiyum that it has, and then he'll never forget it. And so Mamela, by us it's the same way like we see by Moshe Rabbeinu. We have to try just that extra time. There's a Maisa with Reb Abish from Frankfurt. He was one of the Choshev HaTalmid HaChachonim in the 17th century. And he was born as Mamish a simpleton, a real Am Ha'aretz. He Mamish knew nothing. Real Am Ha'aretz. And Nebuch, that's just the way he was born. And the family was at wit's end, they didn't know what to do. And what was it going to do with him? And the father was beside himself, he has to marry him off. Who's he going to marry him off to? The Choshev Mashpacha. Who's going to want to marry somebody who Poshet Aleph Beis he doesn't know? And so he went around, he found the Poshet, a tailor somewhere, also a big Amoritz, and he made a shidduch with the daughter of this tailor and they got engaged. And the minhag then was that the Chosin said Birchas Hamoz and the Chosin benched for the Oilam by the Chasana. And so they started teaching in Birchas Hamozin. And mamish, nothing is going in. And in frustration, one day the father screams, what am I going to do? I can't even marry you off with a poshet, a tailor. And so he runs away into the forest and he cries out to the Rabbi Nishil Oilam until the poshet was physically spent and he falls asleep. And the Malach comes and teaches him what he needs to know. Not only the Aleph Beis, not only the benching, but eventually the Kol HaTorah Kula. And he became Taka, a famous Talmud Chacham, an Emes Tikkun Talmud Chacham. Zevendach again, the fact that somebody is willing to completely be mevatel, to completely throw himself to the Rabbi Nishil Oilam, that nothing more in his life that he wants, other than to be a Talmud Chacham, other than to be able to learn Torah, and put in the Yagiyah, and put in the Shvet, the Shvitz, put in the Haravadim that's necessary to become a Talmud Chacham, then the Rabbi Shalom gives it to you. Mamish b'matonet. You get it as a gift. But the emes is, I think it's poshut, that it goes the other way also. In Sfaran Amol, you find, a bochur comes, he's very smart, fakert, he's very bright. And he says, have a good time. Why should I chazer over? I know the shiur already. Baruch Hashem, learning comes to him very easy. Learning comes to him, mamish, 1, 2, 3, he doesn't have to work hard at all. And so Mamela goes through life and he listens, he hears a bark, yeah, very good, okay. Puts it together in his mind. Now there's more time to go on the treadmill. Right? So what do I need to go learn more for? I already know the Gemara. I'm already showing the Talmud Chacham. Zetmadach from Moshe Rabbeinu, nobody was a bigger Balkishan than Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was smarter than that too. And he also could have taken it easy and said, okay, tell me the whole Torah, I'll teach it over to Klal Yisrael, Shalom Yisrael. So we asked before, why did the Rabbi Yisrael have to bedafka give him the Matona after? Hashem is going to give them the Matona anyway, so give him the Matona. The Torah says, it's only after the Yagiyah. It's only after the Shvitz, despite the fact that you're Moshe Rabbeinu. Despite the fact that you're the biggest Balkishrin, that you're the biggest Elu, you understand, you know everything, but yet Moshe Rabbeinu said it's not maspik. It's not enough that I'm smart and I hear it. I have to work and I have to shvitz afal pikein. Even though a person is a big Baal Kishrin, he still has to work. He still has to shvitz. I heard over the mice, I think I heard it all from the Rashi Yitzchok, kind of that Amol and RJJ in the 40s was a chevra of Bochrin who wanted to learn extra. So they learned night seder, that extra night seder. They learned with the Rebbe, Rabbi Shapshik. And there was a kvutza of Bochrin who wanted to learn fast, who wanted to learn up quickly. And Rabbi Shapshik was a Talmud by Kamenetz, by Baruch Ber, which wasn't exactly the Mahalach. They didn't have the Dafadei Mahalach in the yeshivas then. And they wanted to learn quick. And Rabbi Shapshik said, Schwitz, work, go slow, go over, chazer, as always dark design. And so they said to him, but we want to finish Shas, Rabbi, we want to finish Shas. So he said, one zach, I'll tell you. He says, those bochrim that are my yageya, that Schwitz, that horror on the Gemara, I know those bochrim are going to finish Shas. The bochrim that want to finish Shas, I'm not so clear they're going to finish Shas. If you want to finish Shas, so you work, you Schwitz. You heard it on the Gemara. We can't have the musik b'chlal in our lifetimes of the Luyishkeit of Baron Kotler, of Moshe Feinstein. Can't verstehen. And yet, after we came, where do we find the most Yegiyah? By the Gedolim. The Gedolim had the most Yegiyah. They were the biggest Yeluyim, and they had the most Yegiyah. To say over Meisr of the Chazanish. The Chazanish one time, the Bocher who took care of the Chazanish came in one day and he found the Chazanish, his feet were on his pillow and his head was on the other side. The Bocher said to him, what's Pshat? So he said, last night when I got into bed I had no koiches left and I was facing the other way and I had no koiches to turn myself the other way around to go into bed the right way. Because if I would have had that much koiches, I would have been learning right. The Yegiyah of the Gedolim we find was Faker, the biggest Balakishin, the biggest Iluyah, and yet they had the biggest Yegiyah. The person is very bright, so before he's 2 years old he knows the Aleph Beis. Big Zach, well, kid's mom's a smart kid. Before he's 2 years old he knows the Aleph Beis. What if a kid is 10 years old and he knows the Aleph Beis? Not such a Zach anymore. Right? The kid is in first grade, he knows Mishnayos. That's a big zach. The kid's already in sixth grade and he knows Mishnayos. Okay, he's supposed to know Mishnayos. It catches up with you. A person could be bright and smart and be a prodigy when he's young and have everything come easy to him. It doesn't matter at the end of the day. At the end of the day, the only thing you're left with is how much Yegiyah you put in. How much Shvitz and Haravanya you put in is all you're left with at the end of the day. It's irrelevant. The Kishrin. It's irrelevant. Yeah, good cup, shvacha cup. It's the yegiyah that you put in that means everything. So wherever you are on the spectrum, whether it comes from, like the Yerushalmi says, lachzal atipshin, or it comes to somebody who's fakir, who's a big Baal Kishrin, at the end of the day, both people have to learn from Moshe Rabbeinu that all you have is the yegiyah satoyer. Not the cup that you were born with. That the Rabbeinu Shalom gave you. All you have at the end of the day is how much Shvitz and how much Yegiyah you put in to the Torah. So Taka, you should all be zoichet to be miyageya and Torah of an emes. I'll be as good as said it.